Lounge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. President Trump speaking to Congress Tuesday night in an address that often read like a campaign stump speech. Trump summing up his tumultuous first weeks in office, laying out his plans for the months ahead, defending the tariffs on key U.S. trading partners and his hard line on immigration.
Protect our homeland and complete the largest deportation operation in American history.
And says ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
He urged Republicans in the House to support the big, beautiful bill that he is hoping will see to the extension and expansion of his tax cuts. He threatened House Republicans who don't get behind it. He said, I don't believe the people will ever vote you into office. And he says he's doing them a big favor by letting them know that.
Senator Alyssa Slotkin delivering the Democratic rebuttal.
Wants change. But there's a responsible way to make change and a reckless way. And we can make that change without forgetting who we are as a country.
This is ABC News. Former Los Angeles Fire Chief Kristen Cowley has failed to win her job back. She was ousted by Mayor Karen Bass in the wake of January's destructive fires. Cowley appeared before the city council to reverse Bass's decision, but members voted 13-2 to shelve the appeal. Investigators in Santa Fe, New Mexico, trying to determine what killed Oscar-winning actor Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog in their home.
Investigators said last week preliminary tests came back negative for carbon monoxide in Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy Arakawa's bodies. Now the New Mexico Gas Company has concluded its investigation into leaks and carbon monoxide in the home and found nothing significant. It did find one minuscule leak at a stove burner, but a non-lethal amount of gas was coming out. There were four other code violations that did not involve leaks or carbon monoxide. Alex Stone, ABC News.
For the second year in a row, former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg gave the most to charitable causes, according to the Chronicle of Philanthropy. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks in Atlanta to take on the Hawks. Bucks guard Kyle Kuzma dealing with a sprained right ankle after accidentally stepping on the foot of Giannis Antetokounmpo during Saturday's game in Dallas. But Kuzma pleased they've won six of their last seven games.
You know, we're moving in the right direction, and we've had some hiccups. That's to be expected, but you know, I had a coach in the past. He's always said that the regular season is just rehearsal for the playoffs. That's just the approach that we kind of have to have, and obviously you want to win, and every game is going to have a different challenge.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Reds 5-4 in Cactus League action. Left-hander Aaron Ashby had to leave the game with apparently a strained oblique muscle. The Brewers have signed veteran lefty Jose Quintana to a one-year deal. NFL, the Packers agreeing to a two-year deal with linebacker Isaiah McDuffie, worth around $9 million with incentives. McDuffie, a sixth-round pick for Green Bay 5 years ago. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A complete unknown drew a complete goose egg at the Oscars despite 8 Academy Award nominations. To make matters worse, according to The Hollywood Reporter, the subject of the Bob Dylan biopic, also known as Bob Dylan, was invited to both present and perform at the ceremony, but declined on both fronts. Mick Jagger ended up presenting in his place. At the beginning of the show, host Conan O'Brien joked that Timothy Chalamet learned how to sing so well in preparation for playing Bob Dylan, he almost didn't get the role. Tabloids love their clickbait. After finding out that Mikey Madison won the Oscar for Best Actress as Anora, tabloids made a big stink that Demi Moore gritted her teeth and seemed upset. A closer look at the situation by a lip reader revealed Moore turned to the person next to her and said, "Nice." One clickbait tabloid in particular said later in its article that Moore was very happy for Madison. Now that's journalism. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A winter storm warning remains in effect until mid-afternoon on Wednesday. Snow heavy at times overnight, lows of the lower 20s. We'll see more snowfall continue on Wednesday. Total accumulation between 4 and 8 inches. Right now it's 28.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me as we find out what happened to USAID with Christina Dry, speechwriter and communications analyst for the agency.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. It's a sing-along, except for not that much singing, a lot less along. We're going to go to your calls in just a moment. But I did want to give a shout-out to the 5051 at City Protest City States One Movement happening today, the March 4th. And shout-out to the March 4th Marching Band. And let us all march forth towards a better day. We are talking about the work to tear down America and the work to try to have them tear down less of it. I know that doesn't sound that inspiring. And then we'll have to talk about rebuilding it, which will be more inspiring. But we want them not to tear down the best parts, because unlike doing it with a little website, I got my little website, I'll run the United States government like it's a little website. It's not a little website. It's the United States of frickin' America. It's got 300 million people living there. It's taken us a couple hundred years to build it. We didn't do that perfect. But it was way different than a little website. It's way different than your little car. Oh, make it like a little car. It's way more than a little car. Even more like a car that's trying to compensate for something. Even like a big car, big, fast, strong. Oh, yeah, such a big, fast, strong car. Your car is so big and fast and strong. This is the United States of America. It's not like your little car or your big, fast, strong car. It's way more important than that. There's sick people that need us. There's healthy people who need us. There's small businesses who need us. There's states that need us. There's other countries who need us. We got a responsibility for the United States of America. Don't tear it down. Stop tearing it down. Let's go to your calls. Chuck, you win the Most Patient Listener Award from Mount.
Thank you. I was going to say, it's been a while here.
Yeah, you've been
waiting. Listen, I have a really good phrase. Now, it's very sarcastic, but it's a phrase
I think
could really get people to understand. And that is when somebody simply says, "We all must do our part. It's our shared sacrifice for the billionaires."
All right.
Now, I want you to think about this in a commercial. Let's say a middle-aged couple are freaking out because Medicare is gone and they're not able to take care of their elderly dementia parents. And they're talking about this, and some mog idiot comes in and says, "Well, it's all our we all must do our part. It's our shared sacrifice for the billionaires." People will get that.
I love it.
People will get it.
I'm writing it down. I love it so much.
Okay.
I know I do. I do. And it's so great. When they actually do ram through their big, beautiful, ugly, horrible, horrendous tear down America bill, that is the fight that is coming, that will be teased in a session of joint Congress. All the horrible things they're going to try to do and try to ram through it through just blunt force trauma of having at bare majority of Republican votes in the House and Senate, plus Supreme Court, plus the White House. They run the whole country, and yep. they're going to try to tear it down in one big, like tear just meaningful pieces of it down in one big bill. I love your ad campaign, because what it's going
to
do.
I also think it needs to be targeted not just at Trump, but the Republican Party, because it yes. still makes me crazy. None of this would be happening except they're all enabling it. And I want people to think about that.
No, in fact, Chuck.
Of losing the Constitution because they're all going along with it.
And Chuck, I want to go further than that. Thank you for the call. I want to go further than that. Trump didn't start the fire. As I used to say during Trump's first term, he's not the head of the snake, he's the rattler. Now he's gotten stronger, right? He's now runs more of it. But he didn't start those talking points. He didn't write Project 2025. He didn't come up with Doge, right? He's the face man. He's the guy that wins the votes because he's the meanest to their shared enemy. He's the one that seems most famous, seems strongest, and most able to own the libs that they can laugh with, that they can deride with. But he didn't come up with this. This thing has been building for years and for decades. And that, by the way, is a frustration I have of much of the media conversation, who fixate so much on Trump, which is hard not to. He's superpowers attention. But fail to understand the underpinnings of what got us here. And that means, because let's say he will not live to 125. Maybe he tries to pull it so he can pull another term. But this problem will not end when Donald Trump ends. It didn't start with him. It will not end with him. He is a significant problem, but we can't end it there, so I appreciate that. But I like your ad that we must all do our part. Like after a bunch of people get bird flu, after airplanes crash, after somebody loses their Medicare, somebody loses their Medicaid, it's like, oh, this is a real bummer. But we must all do our part. It is our shared sacrifice for Elon Musk. It is our shared sacrifice for Peter Thiel. It is our shared sacrifice for Donald Trump. It is our shared sacrifice for the oligarchs and the billionaires who should be in control of this country. I enjoy what you had to say. We'll pretend it's speed round and go to Claudia. Claudia, you're on the air. Oh, it's 11:11. And kiss the clock. Go ahead, Claudia.
Hey, Jefferson, thank you for your service. I'm trying to figure out which topic I want here. I'm going to go with AI. There's a big push now, right, with AI to build mini nuke plants for AI.
Yep.
They're not needed. They're not necessary. It's destructive to the environment. And I suspect that AI is actually behind the push for it. So, please, you know, we got to put the word out there for that. Can I say one more thing?
Well, I heard you had five quick steps to help the Dems.
Oh, I do. And okay, real quick, Dems stop running to the middle. It's a proven loser strategy. It's ridiculous. You know, they keep asking for money. If they would stop pouring money to the stupid failed consultants who say that we should run to the middle, they wouldn't need all that money.
Is that one of the steps?
That is a huge step. Stop running to the middle. There's a reason why Bernie Sanders gets a huge audience, even in red states. People want authentic politicians.
Claudia, is that one of the steps?
A step, yes, it is a step.
All right, how many
forward.
More steps do we have?
Let's see.
If you don't have steps, that's fine. I'm tutored by rumor. I heard you had five quick steps. If we don't have five quick steps, that's fine. I just want to give you a chance if you have them.
There's one more. Okay. Unexpected groups are pushing back, and there's something called Interfaith Alliance. I'm not a religious person, but this is a huge, huge organization that is doing good things.
Thank you, Claudia.
Finally, how not to be infiltrated. Okay, thank you. We need the civil rights teaching on that.
Claudia, thanks so much for the call. And yeah, shout out to Interfaith Alliance. People who can root their work in morality, I think, get stronger. I think people who have a virtuous cause, it doesn't have to be religious basis, but where people can have a root of morality in the work, it makes it stronger, more persuasive, also more motivating to us. And if we actually read the New Testament and tried to manifest the best lessons, the New Testament, in how we treat one another, It would be way different than tearing down America. It'd be way different than Project 2025. It'd be way different than cutting health care for poor people and old people. It'd be way different than making us unsafe and failing to be stewards of the land. All right. I believe this is Al from Zanesville, Ohio. You're on the air, Al.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, just a couple quick points. The first point is the analysis of DJT. I hate to say the name and I hate to spell it.
Understood.
But anyway, we've gone from being a, he's gone from being a useful idiot in the Russian parlance to an absolute asset of theirs. Look at his last moves. Who benefits? They say no one wins in a trade war. Well, guess what? Putin wins in this trade war.
Yep.
The other little point I'd like to make is we have this disconnect between the right and left. I have friends I try to talk to, and all of a sudden, from the right, all of a sudden, they give me these other stock answers. It finally came to me last night. I try to come from a point of reasoning and morality, and their response is just political. And I've always said when politics enters the arena, it's the downfall. All the other aspects of that, whether it be sports, medicine, education, you name it. Politics destroys the integrity of that entity. And this, the one person I was talking to was a former U.S. attorney who pledged to support the Constitution, etc. And I said, what do you think about Patel taking over the FBI? He already has his enemies list. He says, good for him. You know, and here's a guy that worked for the DOJ and understood the integrity called. So his answers were just stock political answers, no thought about the other. That's my point.
I appreciate it. I'm going to go straight to Robin from Kingston, and then I'll reply maybe to both of you. Go ahead, Robin.
Morning, Jefferson. How are you? I am calling to build upon one of the things that Omar said and also yesterday's show and your general point of view. I want to enter today a concept where we say the
clouds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and Ad Council.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root causes of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com, makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Native Path. It's made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers. Those are the two most important types. They make up about 90% of the collagen in the body, found in our cartilage, our bones, our skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. Native Path is also completely flavorless, so you can put it in anything. You can put it in your smoothie, your coffee, your soup. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula, it's more bioavailable. Mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. We put it in our morning coffee. We love it. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And they have an 800 number you can call to talk with a real human being with your questions on usage, recipes, or ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. You can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. So visit GetNativePath.com/Hartman. That's GetNativePath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. All right, Jim, just to wrap this up, so that was your message to your member of Congress?
Yes, it was.
And they replied, and it was sort of, you were giving them a general, sort of give them a general nudge, and then back they said something like, well, thanks for your input?
No, she was more, more responsive than that, but the response was kind of disconcerting.
Okay, what was the response?
One of the lines is, the executive orders signed by President Trump address real concerns many in the country hold. And yet there are legitimate criticisms about the methods and targets of many of these orders. And it's another line. My duty as your elected representative is to be an independent voice for my district and our values. And I'm thinking, man, the Fourth Reich is just about here. And
are you in Southwest Washington?
Yes, I am.
All right, I'll give a little bit. I'm going to make a little guess, a little bit of insight. And was your member Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
1 minute.
Yes.
All right. So she got a tough district.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she got a tough district. If she campaigned only to listen to this program, she's not going back. So
that's true.
And so she's got a delicate dance. And what I would say, and you know, I used to get grumpy with Joe Manchin, right? But I knew that if Joe Manchin had my politics, he wouldn't get elected in West Virginia. I like to think about a world where I might be so persuasive that I could win over West Virginia. You give me some years, maybe I'd have a chance. I like that idea. Or if I help somebody else to do that, I like that idea. And there's some times when I think that could be true. But I also know that given what Fox News has done, given what the current propaganda apparatus has done, it is that in challenging districts, they're challenging districts for a reason. And so when she's giving you that response, she doesn't know who you are exactly, right? And they have standard responses. That standard response will be the same thing. The good news is that would be the same thing she could say at a town hall meeting. The same, instead of like changing her message based on the forum, she could say to a big room, yeah, there's some legitimate concerns here. Swing voter, swing voter, swing voter. But I'm on the side of the people who are saying we're doing it wrong. So to me, that wasn't a message of a lack of courage. That was the message of being able to have a consistent message in a challenging district. That's just my take, Jim, but it is my take.
The rate we're going, we're not going to have a midterm election.
That's something we're talking about. I share the fear. I genuinely share
the fear. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Jim said something real important, is we can't take the next election for granted. I don't mean take winning it. I mean we just can't take our systems and structures for granted. And everybody's got to be that concerned.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Todd Alba Show.
The show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. One of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it.
It's hard to be surprised anymore. Seems like every day there's something new to worry about. With so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Regain control with a life insurance policy found just for you by the licensed insurance agents at SelectQuote that can protect your financial legacy. Whether you need $500,000 or $50 million in coverage, SelectQuote can find you the perfect policy. Other life insurance brokers offer in-person, one-size-fits-all policies that might cost you more to cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a policy for your individual needs in as few as 15 minutes. Have you ever worried about getting coverage with pre-existing health conditions? SelectQuote Partners has carriers that provide policies for a variety of health conditions. Head to selectquote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. Get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to selectquote.com/Tom today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Tom. We're back. Let's see if we can clear the board with a speed round. The call-in number is 202-808-9925. Let's go to Sean from Britton, South Dakota. Go ahead, Sean. You're on the air.
Hey, I am calling because I think you'd had a great idea about this concert, and some thoughts about it, and I'll try to be quick. First, make it an aid concert for Ukraine. Whatever they need, whatever the world can provide, show Putin and Trump that we are there for it. Invite Zelensky to speak via satellite or in person. Mm-hmm. Hold it in Europe instead of the United States. Mm-hmm. Invite artists from all over the world. Live stream it on a loop if need be. Mm-hmm. Have it run for several hours. In between acts, have people like Greg Palast talk about how they may have stolen the election, you know, the bomb threats during the election and things like that. Mm-hmm. Invite people who can shed light on Trump's and Putin's connections over the many years, and other people who can document Trump's many crimes and Putin's many crimes. All of these things in between musical acts that are world-class artists from all over the world, and a lot of artists have to be from the United States because we collectively bear the responsibility for this, not just Trump. I mean, we had an election, for God's sake.
Sean, I appreciate your call. Appreciate you being part of the community. So I would not be in a position to help with something in Europe very much. This show doesn't reach some Europeans, but wouldn't be able to help in Europe very much. I like the idea of a pro-Ukraine event in Europe. That sounds great. Something that I would be interested in helping with is something that's a pro-democracy effort that could include why democracy matters, why we should protect allies and help allies here in the United States. And I would like both. Let's go to Dean, Los Angeles, California. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. Great to talk to you again, Jefferson. I totally agree with that. With that concept, I'd even mention, if you think back, roughly 50 years ago, Woodstock really was it was a peace movement that brought that about, 3 days of peace and love.
Yep.
I'm totally with that. I think the world would be totally with that. Well, the Western democracies, of course. My main point I want to make, though, we'll basically know the jig is up when Trump is entering the Capitol, instead of playing Hail to the Chief, they play Stravizia. Then we'll know. Crap.
They might not give up the ghost that easily, but I appreciate the call and the joke. Dean, thank you so much for the call.
Appreciate it.
Sydney, you're on the air.
Thank you so much. This topic is everything. As a fellow resistor super volunteer, I have a critique. I love to build up my resistors, but this one's coming from the heart, baby. Okay, so here's the thing. Number one, if we are resisting, we need to level up. The people that resisted in the past, look, thank you. But swimming in Elon Musk's fishbowl, IEX, that's not resisting. Resisting has to do with volunteering. It has to do with, you can go to moveon.com. You can go to 5 calls, call your representatives. I know people hear this so much and they probably get anxiety. So maybe the second step would be to go inward, get some therapy about this topic to deal with the anxiety. But I promise you the anxiety will at least halfway, if not fully, go away. If you level up, if you had text, make phone calls. Go to nextgen.org. Go to WizDems and let's stay current. This is number 3. Stay current. Okay, we got a judge in Wisconsin. Got to get in there. Boom, boom, boom. And that's how it is. And if you can give 2 hours a week just from listening to this message, but your message about not taking anything for granted, well, honey, this lesson is going to hurt us. but we have to learn. And if we have to start from scratch, we'll start from scratch. But just know that moving forward is going to save our mental health. It's going to create unity, community, and democracy. Okay, that was my spam.
Sydney, thank you so much for the call, and thanks for your work, and thanks for being a super volunteer. Jules, you're on the air from St. Louis.
Hey, good to hear you. I'm going to get right to the point. There are two types of economies. There's a microeconomy, which is your kitchen table once or twice a month, all the way up to Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. The other is a macroeconomy, and the macroeconomy concerns everything that concerns we, the people, as the preamble to the Constitution goes. Elon Musk is locked into a profit-loss scenario. And what he's doing right now, in effect, is he's raising the stock price, or what he calls it, because a businessman will always do that. All they care about is getting rid of people so that they can raise their stock price, and that's what Elon Musk is doing. And a second thing he is doing is the continuation of what Trump did when he took all those documents down to Mar-a-Lago and kept them and wouldn't return them, because we're not going to know how much those things are worth on the world stage. I suspect they're worth trillions of dollars. And that's all I've got to say about that. So watch out, America.
Thank you, Jules. And if you were trying to figure out how possibly you get paid for something like that, not only could it happen through secret campaign contributions, thanks to the current Supreme Court rulings, but also it could happen through meme coins and Bitcoin and through cryptocurrency exchanges. Or even you start a cryptocurrency and then a bunch of people buy it. You don't know who buys it, and all of a sudden, oh look, I got my Trump coin, and it's worth a whole lot of money. And anybody who bought it has it just helped enrich me. And who knows what deal was on the side? Thank you so much, Jules. Appreciate it. Bill from Clifton, New Jersey, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. From the last quarter, Bitcoin and those type of things are not currency; they're commodities.
They call themselves cryptocurrencies, but the fact that they're able to call themselves currency without being regulated like money, because what I learned was you're not allowed to have your own money, is just right. One of the odd things. But keep going, Bill.
But yeah, anyway, about Social Security and Elon Musk calling it a Ponzi scheme is insane. The full name is Social Security Insurance, Medicare Insurance, Medicaid Insurance. And insurance companies have been in business for hundreds of years. There's nothing about the insurance model that is a Ponzi scheme. People pay into it over their life, and the money is paid out. And there's nothing more to it than that. The problem is that it's vital. Before Social Security in 1933, the leading cause of death among the elderly with starvation and hypothermia. And once Social Security kicked in, it saved a lot of lives. So this isn't just like an investment or anything like that.
I'm glad you brought it up, Bill, both to defend it and to bring up the topic. It's a critical topic. Uh-huh. I don't want to cut you off if you were finishing your point.
I just wanted to say that. Also, Reagan put a tax on it, which is the first time he ever put a tax on a payout from an insurance policy.
Yeah,
you don't usually pay taxes, but he did that to balance out the taxes he gave to the for the rich.
Yeah, exactly.
He put taxes on that, and he put taxes on unemployment insurance.
Yep.
And then he took away personal interest and credit card interest that he used to be able to deduct.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
You hit the
middle class. There's been a huge shift in shifting the burden of the country onto the middle class in order to benefit the wealthier classes. It's been their move for the last 40 years, and hopefully that wave crests before it crashes down on all of us. Bill, thank you for the call, but let me say something about why I'm glad you brought up Social Security. Here's the thing. Here's when I was saying I didn't connect the dots earlier in the show to an important dot. When I say the Doge thing is a show, I mean that, but in part because if you cut 25% of the federal personnel, you will only, even that is just 1% of the federal budget. Don't quote me on the numbers, but I think that's right. That's about right. That you can't, and because about 3/4, 80%, close to 80%, maybe, let's call it 3/4, the federal budget, as we've talked about before, goes to the following five things: Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, service in the national debt, and U.S. military. I'll say it again, and I'll say it again almost as fast. Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, service in the national debt, and U.S. military. You can't significantly shrink government unless you go after those things. Okay. Now, what they are doing, because they submitted a budget that has vastly more cuts in taxes than it even has cuts in services, so it's draconian, and even then, it's, you know, one of the many Santa Clauses that Tom Hartman talks about. Okay. It was $4.6 trillion in tax cuts and $2 trillion in service cuts. In order to get to that $2 trillion, you can't do it by cutting park rangers. There aren't enough park rangers. You can't do it by just making the skies unsafe. There aren't enough air traffic controllers. You can't do it by just cutting the FDA. There aren't enough drug supervisors. There just aren't enough. The only way you can do it, you can't do it by not paying the debt. It just increases the debt. You can trim military, but the three they have to go after. The right wing has known this. They don't like saying it out loud in swing districts when they've got elections at stake, but they want to do it, and Elon Musk said it out loud. They have to go after Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. That's what they want to do. If you want to drown government in a bathtub, that's what you got to do. Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. They want to come after your health care, and they come after your Social Security. And they don't protect you just because you voted for them. If you were one of our listeners who voted for Donald Trump, and you think I'm crazy about any number of things, and you're on Social Security, I'm talking to you. If you enjoy or at least benefit from Medicare, I am talking to you. If you have a parent or a friend who's on Social Security or Medicare, I'm talking to you. And if you're not as economically fortunate, or you have a friend or a family member who's not as economically fortunate, and you have used, might use, or are currently using Medicaid or your state version of that, backdoor cuts to Obamacare, I am talking to you, because that's the only way really to shrink government. That has been true ever since Ronald Reagan started talking this hogwash. And they could they had to build a propaganda network to hoodwink the country, because they couldn't say their truth. Because their truth was, we want to give you less health care, we want to give you less Social Security, we want to make you less healthy and less secure, so that we reward our allies and our donors. But that doesn't win a majority in this country. So they have to talk about, like, trans kids. They got to talk about gay people. They got to talk about weird crap that DOGE is trying to do with 19-year-old kids. They got to talk about various things to distract. Heck, they got to talk about Russia and Ukraine. They got to talk about Israel and Hamas. They got to distract you from their top objective. Unfortunately, they have a coalition partner whose top objective is victimizing and oppressing Ukraine. But thank you for bringing up Social Security, because we got to connect these dots. The only thing about speed round that was, about that speed round part, was me talking fast. But we will wrap and get every caller after this if we go fast. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
You were kind of listening to Jeff Smith, but only in a metaphysical sense. 202-808-9925.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters.
This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com, Capterra.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
CB Distillery, we've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our houses. Why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let's tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. Our favorite product are and is the sleep gummies. Once you try them, you wonder how you ever got by without them. With over 2 million satisfied customers, 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. And look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, sorry, grandma, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 20% with promo code TOM at CBDistillery.com. That's CBDistillery.com, promo code T-H-O-M, CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota. Gary, you're on the air from Portland, Oregon.
Thank you, Jeff. As I was saying, Project 2025, I believe, is the only thing Democrats should be focusing on right now. Realizing if Republicans can pass and get through all aspects of Project 2025, you won't be able to oppose anything they do in the future. Yep. It'll all be legal.
Yeah. The big plan, opposing the big plan, whether we call it DOGE, whether we call it RAGE, whether we call it Project 2025, I call it tearing down America. Resisting that, blocking that, calling to attention to that, including, and maybe as a precursor, making sure that there are free and fair elections, and not taking that for granted, right? They know the history of the party with the presidency losing typically in midterm elections, and they are going to do any number of things, including things that might seem beyond the pale, in order to buck that historical trend. And they're not going to do it by doing a bunch of popular stuff. Firing a bunch of park rangers ain't all that popular. Elon Musk ain't all that popular. Donald Trump's not getting more popular. So they've got to do other things to try to eke out a real or fake victory. And we should be aware of that. One of the little moves Donald Trump did by talking about rigged elections, that he made it harder for mainstream commentators to be able to criticize the work that Republicans do to rig elections. It's just hard. It's like, oh, you sound like a Republican. Why? I want free and fair elections. I want to make sure we don't have false gerrymandered districts. I want to make sure we don't have voter suppression. I want to make sure we don't throw people off the voter rolls. And to your point, I want to make sure they don't put a bunch of rules in place that give them permanent power over the bureaucracy, permanent power over democracy, permanent power over the budget. Gary, last word for you.
Well, as I was saying, with Project 2025, they will have the rules in place where anything they do in the future, you won't be able to effectively oppose it.
Thank you, Gary. Thanks for the call. Thanks for being part of the community. Appreciate you. And this is the Tom Hartman Show. You are the coalition of the benevolently irrational, the good people doing good things for no good reason. And you are priceless. Worth a lot, not for sale. Thank you for listening. Thanks for being part of the community. We'll be back with you tomorrow, and it is such an honor. Take care.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Dom is back in the seat with Matt Rothschild as co-host. Was that a state or a union we saw last night? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Earl Ingram.
Dr. Omar, we sometimes think I'm going to lose weight. I'm at the gym 3-4 times a week, and then 2 months down the road, they see that they've lost 3 pounds.
Think of the 4 main things to help us balance: how I sleep, how I eat, how I live, and my relationships. Don't shy away from seeking therapy. We need to seek that support to keep our health goals going.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC
News, I'm Dave Packer. A highly charged, highly partisan evening on Capitol Hill. President Trump's address to a joint session of Congress covered everything from tax cuts to tariffs and from immigration to foreign policy. And to those government workers fired by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency.
Many more have been found out and exposed and swiftly terminated by a group of very intelligent, mostly young people. Headed up by Elon, and we appreciate it.
In the Democratic response, Senator Alyssa Slotkin questioning Trump's new tariffs on goods from Mexico, Canada, and China, asking what happened to Trump's promise to bring prices down.
Grocery and home prices are going up, not down, and he hasn't laid out a credible plan to deal with either of those.
During the speech, Democrats staged both vocal and silent protests. The only applause from Democrats was when Trump announced that Ukraine wanted to restart peace negotiations. This is ABC News. A Hong Kong-based